The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On the line, I have South Carolina's 93rd Lieutenant Governor for the great state. Her name is Pamela Evatt. She's the first Republican Lieutenant Governor we've ever had. Hey, Pamela, good morning. I'm not sure if you've listened in today, but we're on a roll. And
what's going on, Deb? Lots going on.
So I have to ask before I get started, the question of the day is, my mother always made the very best. What'd your mom make?
Chicken noodle soup.
Really?
Chicken noodle soup.
Chicken noodle soup. Okay. All right. Good, good.
You make some good soup.
Good. All right. What's going on in our great state? What are you watching? What are you seeing out there?
Oh, my gosh. Deb, where do we start? Do we have 3 hours this morning to talk about what's going on? I think we've seen Democrats grandstanding in D.C. and right here in our own state, right? We saw what Stephen Benjamin is trying to do in Columbia. We saw President Biden basically flip his nose up to the Supreme Court's ruling on eviction moratoriums. And just yesterday was just the day to grandstand if you were a Democrat, I think.
No, I think you're exactly right. But unfortunately, their grandstanding is actually getting some traction. And if we don't step up, I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Well, I feel bad, as always, for landlords. You know, I mean, they're in quite a predicament with, still having to maintain properties, pay taxes, pay their mortgage on, apartment buildings and can't collect rent. There's something that's just un-American about that.
So let me ask you, because the big question is, there's money sitting at the state to reimburse landlords. Is there money sitting at the state?
So, not really sitting at the state. So there were pots of money that came down from the federal government for all kinds of things. And they went to different parts of administration. The CARES money was tied to different rules that could let you disperse it. Now we have the ART money that's coming in, which we're talking about. So when people say there's money, I mean, you have to be, as a blanket statement, that's probably true, but do you qualify for it? Did it fall within the federal guidelines that it came down? What we're trying to do is really not get ourselves into a situation where it's misspent and now we have to pay it back. And, if we have to pay it back, if we're not doing it the right way, then it goes back to, the taxpayer is really paying it back, right? Not us personally. So the governor has taken a lot of care with Accelerate SC to make sure that, first of all, we understand we're dispersing the money properly and we're giving everybody a shot at the table to say, where is the best place we can spend this? Because it's one-time money, right? So you want to do something impactful, help the people that need to be helped, but not, start another form of government that we're not going to be able to fund, because once this money's gone, hopefully they're not going to keep passing trillions of dollar packages every 6 months.
I had Rick Brundage on today. He is with the Nerve in the conversation, because I get that. I get the email notice, and I just was curious when I saw something that we've got all this money sitting in accounts for roads and bridges, and we keep paying at the pump just a couple cents, but it's going to add up when you've got, how many people live here? Almost like 8 million people live in our state now. It's absolutely going to add up. And what is happening and where's the money going? And he's like, my job is just to tell you the money's there. The bridges aren't being repaired. I mean, the rate is slow. So I just thought it was an interesting conversation. Not sure if you've got, I know as Lieutenant Governor, it's awfully hard to say, hey, do you know about everything going on in the world?
But Deb, I can, because, as I spoke in 2019, before the pandemic, I used to get hit with this question all the time.
Okay.
They'd say, Comptroller General was here and said, we have $600 million in the bank and this road is still not getting fixed and there's all this money to do it. So I asked Christy Hall, I said, Christy, help me help you. People are hearing things kind of like your caller that was talking about it from the Nerve. And I said, what is the answer to this, right? Because she's the best person to ask. And she said, Lieutenant Governor, if I had a magic wand today and I could complete everything that was in progress and everything that has been bidded and slated to be done, there's not enough money in the bank. So she said, just when people say there's money in the bank, and think about your own account. Just because you have $2,000 in the bank doesn't mean it's not already spent, right? You're waiting. You've already earmarked that money for other things. Mm-hmm. She is working on bridges. There are bridge projects. That's been a big focus this year. And using the best engineering to do that, to have the most impact, using newest technology on bridge resurfacing. The other big thing that she said is to give everybody an idea. The governor said to her, because, you know, the governor wasn't for the gas tax. He vetoed the gas tax because he felt that there was money out there that was being spent on other things that should come back to roads. But he was overruled. The gas tax happened, but it did. He made a very clear statement. He changed people that were on the commission, you know, to handle infrastructure. He said if he saw any shenanigans where people were getting priority, he would remove them from the board immediately. And so he directed Secretary Hall to come up with a very transparent way of showing people where the gas tax money is going. So if you got to SCDOT, you will see every dime collected and how much has been spent. And if you go by county, you can see by road where your road is on the list, if it's in progress, if it's pending, if it's out being built. It is all laid out there for you by county, by road. And she has done a really great job to let people see firsthand where that money is going. So I encourage anybody who's feeling frustrated to go out and look. All I can say is if the road you hate the most isn't getting fixed, you're lucky because it wasn't the worst road in your county. So, you know, and then she said the other problem that they run into is South Carolina has more state roads than, like, we're in the top three in the country for what the state has to maintain.
Yeah,
and we're a really
that.
Small state.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's got her hands full, and she is, I believe, from what everything I've seen, she is really doing a great job. You know, North Carolina's DOT has been bankrupt twice, to my understanding, because they weren't pacing out those jobs as the tax is coming in.
Okay. We're down to our last 30 seconds here, Lieutenant Governor. I am just curious about the, you know, I want to have that conversation because I think the public really is curious what's going on with this money. And it was my understanding we just don't have the crews to get a lot of this done. But with that much sitting there, yeah, I can appreciate you and the governor moving forward and encouraging Christy Hall to get it done. Our comptroller is
exactly.
Very weak. He knows so little. But, I mean, I think there's another group of folks out there that can move him aside and get the work done anyway. All right. Always good to have you with us. Our Lieutenant Governor, the amazing Pamela Evatt. She's actually from here.
Thanks,
in the Upstate. You're welcome, my dear friend.